Say you own a restaurant, which means now you're in the business of making customers happy, right? Would you insist that the customers have to eat their food hot, with exactly 3 shakes of hot sauce and always with an iced tea? Probably not. But this next story, from America's Test Kitchen reporter Alex De Palma and their podcast Proof, is about why a certain legendary burger place will never, ever, ever let you have ketchup.
When outsiders think of New Haven, they usually think of Yale University. But those of us from there know that the real New Haven institution isn't Yale, it's Louis' Lunch. So Louis' Lunch is spelled L-O-U-I-S, like Louis, but it's pronounced Louis, sometimes Lou's. And Lou's is well known for a couple of different reasons. The main one being that, according to the Library of Congress and Louis' owners, they are the birthplace of the American hamburger. And that's probably why the status of the birthplace of the American hamburger is what gives them this authority for number 2, which is their ketchup policy. And that policy is no ketchup allowed ever.
First of all, it's much enlarged from the original site. The outside is just this cute little brick building. And all the windows are round on the top, and they have these shutters that they close every night, and they put these huge old locks on.
That is my dad, Donald. He's been bringing me to Lou's for my entire life. The first burger I ever remember eating was a Lou's burger. We'd always get burgers and sit at the booth where we could watch them cook. And as I got older, I always remember being embarrassed to see the Christmas card photo of me and my sister hanging on a string that went across the restaurant.
The counter is wood. There's wood everywhere. The walls are wood, the ceiling's wood, everything's wood. And there's carvings everywhere of people's initials from forever.
Lou's started in 1895 as a lunch wagon. It's one of the oldest family-run businesses in America, currently owned and operated by Jeff Lassen, Lou's great-great-grandson and the fourth generation of Lassen to run the place.
My name's Jeff Lassen, and I'm the fourth generation proprietor of Louis' Lunch. My great-grandfather, Louis Lassen, started it in 1895. And in the year 1900, he made the first hamburger sandwich in the United States.
Even though the restaurant is over 120 years old, not much has changed. Today, they make and cook their burgers the exact same way they did during World War I. A proprietary blend of 5 cuts of beef, ground fresh daily, and cooked in the very same upright cast iron grills that they had in the original store.
They're cooked in the same stoves, vertical gas broilers that are dated from 1898, so they're 120 years old. They're upright, so we cook vertically as opposed to on a flat top. There's a flame on either side, and they're cast iron, and they look like antique stoves.
Looking at them, you would never think that they work.
It's amazing, but back then in the 1900s, if you made something, you made it to last, because if you didn't, you were out of business. Even the toaster is from 1929.
Really?
Yes, 89 years old. Well, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
From the time that Lou's started in 1895, they were completely focused on the quality of the meat. Here is unofficial Lou's historian, Cam, talking about the original Louis Lassen.
He would go down to the meat house and select, I think it was a third of side of beef whole. He would purchase it whole and then bring it back and cut it down and then mince it down so that every burger was a specific proportion of the shoulder to all the parts of the meat. I mean, the art of blending it. And as he said, that's why he never put ketchup, because you mask the taste of the burger.
When you walk into Louis', there used to be a sign, and I specifically remember this because there was a swear word in it, but the sign said, "This is not Burger King. You do not get it your way. You take it my way or you don't get the damned thing." And they have taken that sign down, but the no ketchup ever rule is still very, very much in effect. And I would be lying if I said that this did not anger some people along the way. If you Google Louis' Lunch or if you do a quick search through Yelp, you will surely find a few scathing reviews. Here's my favorite Yelp review from one ketchup-loving customer. "The biggest problem I have with Lou's is their ban on ketchup. Don't," this is all in caps, "don't tell me what I can and cannot put on my hamburger," back to lowercase. "If I want ketchup on my burger, I'm going to put ketchup on it. I ordered takeout, so when I got back to work, I put ketchup on it anyway." That's the review. But let me be clear about this. For every one person who gets upset at Lou's for not serving ketchup, there are so many more who are lifelong Lou's customers and who would never, ever dream of putting ketchup on a precious Lou's burger. So for the argument in favor of the ketchupless burger, I would like to submit Exhibit A.
No, my father would never sell it. He'd just let it go out of business. We've been approached twice, my father first, by a company that shall remain anonymous, and they offered him $5 million around 1975. Quicker than you could blink, he turned them down.
Really? Was that a conversation? Like, did your whole family have that, like, discussion, or was it just like, that's not... Like,
no. My dad was like, no, no, thank you. I'm not interested. Thanks anyhow. And then about 15 years ago, maybe a little more, I was offered $51 million to...
Wait, really? 51? And you just, you didn't even consider it?
Not as quick as my dad. Truth be told, unfortunately, but probably took me about 5 minutes, maybe a little less, and I said no.
Because?
Everything that my forefathers put into this and myself and the hours and the time and the tears and everything my father did to try and save it back in the day. And I couldn't see myself doing that.
What I'm saying is they might be onto something here, which brings me to Exhibit B.
Can I tell the story as I remember?
Sure.
They used to be in a building. It was an office of an old tannery complex.
We moved into this building in 1917. And then when they actually picked it up and moved it up here in 1975. And then in the...
Okay, so what happened was this. In the late 60s, early 70s, New Haven's mayor at the time, a guy named Richard Lee, and the city government were pushing hard for new developments. They had these visions of turning New Haven into one of the East Coast's model cities, whatever that means. They needed to make space for all of these new development projects, and one of the spaces they wanted was the land that the original Lou's Lunch was sitting on. So the mayor and the city government tried to bully Jeff's dad, Ken Lassen, into shutting down or moving. But Ken was the third generation owner of Lou's, and he was also the type of guy who doesn't step down from a fight. Cam loves telling this story.
I mean, it's a real tale of urban corruption. So every time they'd come up with some sort of phony thing of why it would be moved, Ken would come up with documentation and just kept disproving them all the time. I mean, he was a real pain in the ass for them.
This battle between Ken Lassen and the New Haven city government went on for almost 10 years. During that decade, the community rallied around Lou's. The showdown was in the newspaper all the time, and devoted customers staged a write-in to Washington, D.C. to save Lou's. They even had the support of the military at one point.
So all of a sudden, all this publicity was coming out all over the place. I was told there was a bunch of Marines who wanted to chain themselves around the building.
I had heard that. He almost fought for almost 10 years, my father.
At Lou's, longtime customers end up becoming family. This is something that I experienced through my years of going there with my dad. And Lou's burgers become part of a family meal. And to me and to so many of the customers that go there, that's really what makes the place so unique, especially in, and it's kind of a reference back to that sign, this is not Burger King. In a time when there are so many places like Burger King or places where you can get it however you want with no personal connection, Lou's is really a place that makes you feel like family. So no, a Lou's burger does not need ketchup because it has something else. Do you come here a lot?
As often as possible. Many years. Before my son was born, and he's 37.
So what's your order? What's your go-to order that you always have?
Cheese works.
What's on the cheese works?
Cheese, tomato, onion, a burger, and some toast.
Do you ever get sad that you don't have ketchup on the burger?
No.
Why?
Because it tastes so good just the way it is. The way it is, it's perfect for me.
Alex DePalma reported this story for the podcast Proof.